you can't have the rookies being that big of a contributor on this team. Now, maybe they need it because of the way that these guys are performing, but that means that things have gone terribly wrong. And that's the point. If Francisco Lindor was hitting, then we wouldn't be clamoring as much. You know, even dating back to last year, the reason why people were asking for Alvarez last year, or Beatty last year, because the same thing was happening. They were getting zero production from catching. They were getting zero production from third base. And then eventually it was about Vientos again because they were getting zero production from DH. Sound familiar? So what's the difference? If the Mets a year ago, who won 101 games, weren't getting production from third base, catcher, or DH, and got minimal production from left field, what's then the difference? The difference, at least offensively, Lindor, McNeil, Alonso, Marte. And obviously Alonso's got the power numbers leading the league with 16 homers, but he's hitting 234. Alonso's hitting what, 260, 250 last year? Marte was an all-star. He's been a zero this year. Lindor's hitting 225. He's done basically nothing this year. So that's the difference in the lineup. And obviously the biggest difference has been in that starting rotation. Jose is calling from Connecticut. What's up, Jose?
How are you, Sal?
How are you, Jose?
Good. First time calling with you, long time listener. I was always speaking with the Moose. I miss him so much, but now I have you and everybody else.
Well, we appreciate that, and I miss the Moose, too. Actually, I got to call Moose. I haven't talked to him in a while.
Yeah, please. Tell him, Jose, hello. From Brooklyn, I just moved to Connecticut. So, I have a question. I have an answer for Hicks. But before I get to Hicks, I just want to say real quick, the guy that is mentioned about privacy and the world we live in, because this is a different millennium. This is a world of we have to claim what is ours, and we have our rights, you know? Like, if we don't read the Constitution and see our rights and the Bill of Rights and other things, they are going to take everything from us with our eyes open. We have to wake up and study because the things that are ours and you could possess it, you could put
hold on a second. What are you talking about?
I'm sorry.
Are you even talking about? We're not talking
about
sports,
I'm referring
right?
to the gentleman that said that when you come to dating, that they're using.
Oh, yeah, we were talking about AI. Yeah.
Sorry. See, I'm in study. So, like, we have rights, you know? We all have rights. Like, for instance, if I call the bank and they say, oh, we're going to record your call. But if you have the right to record them as well, but they say, oh, you can't record them. Yes, you can. Because you have your rights.
But, Jose, that's a totally different thing that you're talking about, I think, that I don't really want to get into.
No, I don't want to get into it too much either. Okay. It's just that I just want to get the audience aware that we still got to read our rights, our constitution, and know and possess and control your rights. Because if we don't, nowadays, like for instance, if you go to...
Jose, I told you I don't want to get into it, and you continued to get into it. I wanted to talk about sports with you. I don't even know what you're talking about with the rights. Like, you went on, I was confused, I let you go, then I stopped you, and then again I said, I don't want to talk about this, and you said, okay, I understand, but then you proceeded to talk about it again. I don't want to talk about it. I'm sorry, please get back to us. But don't talk about whatever the hell it is that you're talking about with the rights and this and that. I don't want to get into that. This is a sports talk show. What we were talking about before with Val in Brooklyn was something about AI people dating. Whatever, that's totally different. I don't know where you're getting into the right stuff and all this. Like, I'm not getting into that stuff. Let's stick to sports. I'll be the one who goes off topic to entertain, and then you could jump in on that. You guys stick to the sports, all right? It shouldn't be that difficult. I mean, I appreciate you trying to give a public service announcement, but after you said it and I told you to stop, you said it again. So that's why I hung up on you. Apologize for having to do that, but I want to just talk sports here. Jack is calling from the Upper West Side. Jack, how you been?
I'm good, Sal. Much better now that I got through to you, and you know, I'm thrilled. I'm going to ring a bell, and I'm going to talk sports.
Please.
Talk about my Mets. But one thing I've been wanting to tell you for a long time, you know, I part of the way I got in the situation was wanting to pay tribute to you, going back to your anniversary. And I just want to say that, you know, I wanted to congratulate you because you're the epitome of what the station has always been about. And you expressed that with, you know, when you made that special sign to put a sign back up for Mike Francesa. You know, mm-hmm. Nobody's ever been perfect on this station, not Mike, not Dog, nobody. But, you know, Mike and Dog made 1 p.m. must-listen radio after every big game, and you carry on that tradition. And even more importantly, you have built this amazing community of listeners, callers, and you haven't forgotten where you came from. Those parties you have at the stadiums and at bars to watch with your callers, you are the best of what the station represents, and I desperately wanted to tell you congratulations on your 20th anniversary. So that's get that off my chest.
Well, thank you, Jack. I appreciate the kind words. It means a lot to me. Yeah. Thank you for noticing. But no, I appreciate it. Thank you, Jack.
Well, you know I'm a fan of yours, and mm-hmm. I never forget when you actually got to have Mike on WOR, the rapport. You represent the best of the station, and so. And all the other things that are burgeoning. When I saw Terry Collins bought you that suit with your monogram inside, I said, man, this guy's living the dream. So keep living the dream, Sal.
That is pretty wild to think about it, that I become friendly with Terry Collins, hanging out with him. He took care of me, got me a suit. He has been a great guy. And you know,
he's awesome.
Even just invaluable stuff with life advice and things like that. So it's fun. But I appreciate that, Jack. Thank you.
Yeah, the best.
I know I've been fortunate. So thank you.
Yeah, well, God bless and keep it up. On our Mets, you know, obviously, tremendous, tremendous win last night. You know, I was thinking my friend Hector could hear me from the stadium. And I told him that there was nobody who deserved to be in that ballpark more than that guy does for how he leads this team. So I was so happy he was there for that moment. I don't know. I've been on a lot, so I don't want to go on about it. I just want to get through to you. But a couple quick Met thoughts. I really profoundly believe that, you know, with all the things that have gone wrong, I do believe that McNeil has to be in the lineup in the two or three hole. I'd put him, you know, in the two hole against lefties because he's a single hitter against lefties and the three hole against righties. He's got to get four or five at-bats with Nimmo every night. I just wouldn't budge on that. And the other thing is, obviously the rotation seems to stabilize. You know, we have some deadwood in the bullpen, some guys who are, you know, we know who they are, who don't belong. Hopefully we can straighten that out. The back end, I think it's been good enough. I want to ask you, have you heard anything about Sanchez? Cause the deadline for his opt out is tomorrow.
Yeah, he's coming up.
I was wondering if, it's tomorrow, and I was wondering if the reason they had the lineup. I wasn't happy with the lineup today either, but I was wondering if they wanted to take one last look at all those veterans to figure out, you know, they got a tough decision if they decide they want to keep Gary. Maybe they can talk him into staying in the minors for another week or two. But
no, he is here. They already made the call up, Jack, and thank you for the call. Good to hear from you. I know it's been a while, but I appreciate the kind words, and thank you for listening, and thank you for taking the time to reach out. Gary Sanchez has been called up, so he will be on the team later on today. Will he be in the lineup? I have no idea. What exactly is their plan for him? I have no idea. Is he going to be the backup catcher? Are they going to get him some at-bats at DH? I mean, are they going to? I would assume the corresponding move is going to be Michael Perez. You send him down, and you have Gary being the backup catcher and can also DH at times. But then what does that mean for Pham and for Canna? You're going to see a lot less of them. Basically, the Mets lineup has to, it cannot feature both Canna and Pham in it, nor should it feature one of those guys and Escobar and Vogelbach in it. That's where you have an issue, where it's Vogelbach, Escobar, and Canna or Pham. So I think they're trying to limit from those three or four to where maybe it's one of those guys in there. And then they could have, you know, remember, you could move McNeil to left and have McNeil and Nimmo and Marte and then have, well, that's, I guess, that's why Escobar's been playing second base. You know, maybe, hey, look, maybe that is paving the way eventually for Ronnie Mauricio to come up and play second base and have, you know, because the idea was initially move Mauricio to left field. Maybe they do have Mauricio come up and play second base. Right now they have Escobar doing that. What Buck was trying to get him going, because they got to get one of these guys going. But anyway, with Pham, Canna, Vogelback, you'd have the guys out of the lineup in that particular case. Maybe you get Vientos in at DH. But the problem is Beatty's a third baseman. Vientos a third baseman. Vientos could play first along with Alonso. So you're not going to have Beatty, Alonso, Vientos, and Gary Sanchez in the same lineup. That cannot happen. So we got to figure out how the Mets are going to work this out here. But you'd want to see Alvarez, Vientos, and Beatty as often as possible. And you want to see Escobar, Canna, Pham, and Vogelback as less as possible. As least as possible? The least possible you want to see them. I'd rather see the other guys than Canna, Vogelback, Escobar, Pham. That's where the Mets have like four or five guys that are just dead wood. Not to mention the backup catcher. So again, Gary's probably going to be a hybrid between backup catcher and DH. Now, how effective is he going to be? Who knows? I don't think Gary Sanchez is going to be on the team when Tomas Nito comes back. And it's not even just Tomas Nito. Omar Narvaez is not too far behind. So you have two guys coming back that they like Nito defensively. And I don't think Alvarez is going anywhere. I mean, Alvarez has got to be here. They can't send him down now. So when Narvaez comes back, who's going to be the odd man out? Obviously, Gary Sanchez. But what about Tomas Nito? That's why I don't think you're going to see Gary Sanchez in the next, by the Yankee series. I think by June 12th, you're not going to see Gary Sanchez. That gives 3 weeks. And the biggest reason why they're not going to see Sanchez, because I don't think he's any good. He's not going to produce.